Welcome to another episode of A Damn Nation. So I'm here sitting with my bro here talking about something I did not know. We was having a deep conversation, and they're slowly reverting back to slavery. Now, something I found out today that I did not know, that New York State is one of the only, it's one of the only states, right? The only state where they can fire you without explaining why they fired you. Now, I read this, okay? I was reading about it. They could fire you for having blonde hair. So do you understand what's going on here? First, it was Mississippi bringing back the Jim Crow law, because they literally, out of their mouths, said that black people weren't ready to govern the state. You heard about that, right? It's crazy. Yo, you ain't hear about that Mississippi thing?
I heard echoes.
And I'm wondering why this met. They said in Mississippi, I believe, that the black people over there outnumber them. Like, big time. I think it's like 80% black.
Yeah, so basically what they're telling you is that what you're going to do about it.
Right.
It's coded language.
It's coded language.
It's coded language where what you're going to do about it.
Now, what's
because
that?
Because dudes know that their time is up.
Right.
So the fear factor, the scare tactic is we're going to revert back. But that's a code to be like, yo, we're right. Ready for war.
Right.
Because who's gonna go back into the time machine and get on cotton
field? I mean, because right now, I don't see nobody marching. If they are, the news ain't covering.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not.
First
covering.
Of all, you're not. The news is controlled. So
that's just fact.
Don't play yourself and turn on the TV and think Fox and all these motherfuckers is gonna give you that information because you're playing yourself.
Exactly.
That's not. That's fake news.
Right.
your former president told you that.
Right.
It's fake news.
Right.
Whether you call him a loony bin or whatever y'all want to call it, I don't give a fuck who it is. It was always fake. It's all scripted. At the end of the day, it's going to get to a point where marching, it doesn't work.
Right. So look, like I said, so they started the breakdown of taking everything apart. What's your man, Bill Soros? Remember you talking about him?
Yeah.
Now, when he first started, he was going against affirmative action.
Right.
And they shut him down. So what he did is he funded some Asian people or Asian person, I don't want to generalize, and they started some propaganda that, well, we're smart. Why should they get in? So Bill Soros used them as a stepping stone.
He's playing chess.
Yeah, he said, well, if I can't win by myself, I'm gonna put them on the face. Just like Black Lives Matter. We all know Bill Soros, right, is behind that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they did. So now we don't have affirmative action. And I'm not here to generalize which Asians, a whole generation of Asians, but them Asians was basically saying, oh, I'm happy, this is what we want. So it's a fuck you from the Asians, okay? Now, if it's not all of y'all, I don't see nobody representing the Asians. So that's two things they're doing with the building blocks. Now we come to this New York State. It started with one state, jumping from one state to another. Now we at this third state, and they're saying they could fire you for whatever reason and don't have to tell you. Now, my nephew was fired, and he said he doesn't even know why. They said he's not being a good fit, or he's not doing the job well or whatever. For whatever reason. Now, I already know for a fact that my nephew has dreads and he wears like a turban-like thing over his head. And I asked him these questions because I said, wow, that sounds strange.
Right.
And now my brother, my broham, is telling me that's something new. And I didn't know that that was a new law. So, see, they're chipping away trying to revert back to slavery. Because now they don't have to put you in college. It started with the gay shit, which I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck about that. because that's not my fight. Being gay is not an ethnicity. I keep telling people that. That's not ethnicity, okay?
But at the end of the day, man, I see...
Excuse me.
I see the play, and America is broke.
Right. We're broke.
And they find in different ways. They probably didn't want to fire him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But don't nobody want to work.
Right.
It's dry. It's a drought. There ain't no money.
Right.
And when you got these other countries closing their doors on America, it puts America in a bad spot. But this is the evil that this country has done for so long that karma is coming back to you and it's time to pay up.
Right. Right.
You got shit that you didn't earn it, you stole it.
Yeah, and see, and this is how they're getting their karma. The AI is taking over. And now they're losing their jobs. So now they're all on strike. This is when they start caring when it's about them.
That's why I'm glad you brought that up, because I've had a complaint with certain things. And I told this particular person in office in a particular position. And I said, it only is going to concern you because it didn't happen.
Right.
When anything that happens to the little man, nobody cares till it happens to them.
Exactly.
I'm presenting something to you because I don't want to hear it later that, oh, now you want me to care.
Right.
When I brought my problem to you, it was small.
Right.
I'm trying to prevent it from turning into an outbreak. But you motherfuckers are on your high horse and just act like it can't happen to you.
Exactly.
You know, there's companies that think they're too big to fail.
Exactly.
And they fail every time because they don't listen.
And you would think they would have learned the lesson from this fake cooties 19.
Don't even get me started on that.
When you see, they closed all the Regals around here up in Rochester. There's like maybe one left. There was like four of them. They all closed.
Right.
And this was because of the cooties. And you would have thought, hey, y'all costing us money. Which show money don't mean anything either, apparently, because they could have lobbied and been like, nah, we ain't having it.
Right.
But they was puppets too. They can get touched too. See, the real
meaning dudes can be bought.
Yeah.
Somebody has been bought.
Yeah. They destroyed them.
Sell out for that dollar bill.
But the Regals could have, well, I don't know, that's Sony, I think. But one of these companies, I know they was owned by an Indian dude. And I was like, wow, he owns all that? You know, like I said, if they're reverting back, maybe they trying to get rid of all ethnic people. But see, it's good for them. Because everybody was always looking down on the black man.
Always.
That's the bottom line.
Y'all so busy hating on us.
We don't got money.
You're not the enemy.
Yep.
You're hating on who you assume was the enemy.
Right.
Meanwhile.
Your own people.
Your own people doing you dirty.
Who was it? I think it was Theodore Roosevelt or JFK Hoover. Let the white man think he's powerful and you could put your hands in his pocket while he's on the black man's neck. See, they done did a diversion with you. You being concerned, they always pumping black people's this, black people's that, and you're busy watching the black man, but there's a white guy stealing all the shit in the store.
Hey, that Black Lives Matter is the same situation.
Exactly.
You made it a black thing when it was a gay agenda.
Exactly. Because come to find out, head of those people, they was gay. And a lot of that money that was going to Black Lives Matter, it was going to degenerate shit. There was this black woman, Candace Owens. A lot of people don't like her.
Right.
But she did an investigative report on Black Lives Matter, and it blew my mind. It was like, it was going to all kinds of stuff. Sex games, whores, all kinds of trips. Had nothing to do with black lives at all.
And that's what I'm saying. And the media, everybody was behind that shit.
Yeah.
Put a black face on everything.
Yeah.
Let's just have the
black. Well, we've been saying this. They all, when you want an agenda to be pushed, put black people in it. Yeah. Skittles. Skittles is getting scrutiny. They're about to get the Bud Light treatment. They put Black Trans Lives Matter. Are you kidding me?
And they doing everything to get put out of business.
Exactly. I'm like, why are you putting black people on this shit? To me, that's a slap in the face. I really think they saying fuck you to black people when they do that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
That's how much
Black trans lives matter.
What's that Ice Cube had? This is what they think about you.
Yeah, this is what they think. Here's what they think about you. Here's what they think about you.
Like, when are you black people going to wake up that these motherfuckers don't fuck with you, man?
They don't fuck with you,
man. Oh, and don't even... I'm going to go to where motherfuckers have this love affair for sports.
Good. Yeah, you read my mind because I was going to talk to you.
The love affair for sports. The NBA is a perfect example. You jokers out there, you still supporting a league that they swore that they was going to change the logo from Jerry West to Kobe Bryant. I heard on national television, I heard Jerry West has said he was cool with the idea. But I know he don't run the NBA, and he's a white guy that played for the Lakers. He's a legend. And Kobe was a Laker too. And all this crying everybody was doing when he died, yeah, we need Kobe to be the logo. How many years ago done went by? Why is he still not the logo? Once again, you let these devils off the hook all the time. I stopped fucking with the NBA years ago. Years ago. You don't keep your word. Motherfuckers are still supporting you. Motherfuckers still want to be entertained, yet they don't fuck with you. The thing I'll never understand about Negroes is that why do you stick your head inside of a lion's mouth knowing he's going to bite your fucking head off? Why do y'all punish yourselves? Why do you keep fucking with people that don't fuck with you? I don't understand this. Why are you supporting a league that we put all the black guys in there, but we're still going to keep the white faces to run the league? Like, what part of the game is that? Motherfuckers don't fuck with you, but you want to use niggas for the agenda all the time. Fuck you, keep your league. You hating on Ice Cube? Ice Cube, he gets it. He did it right. Okay, y'all don't want to fuck with black people? Okay, we going to move over here. We going to do our own league. Just like the NFL. I don't fuck with them. I stopped fucking with a lot of leagues. I just find it strange that all these black players, but the quarterback is always the white boy.
Now, why is that? So what is the significance of that? What is the white quarterback? What, he's the leader or something?
It's like the black man is bent over.
Right.
That football, that pigskin is like the turd, the dog shit. And he puts it underneath.
Wow.
With the white boy right behind him.
Wow.
You know, in Harlem they say, no homo.
Right.
Pause.
Right.
Football is the perfect pause.
Oh, that's
sport.
A homo sport anyway.
They talk all that no homo shit. Right. What the fuck you think football is? Right. NFL is the ultimate homo league to me. Right. Motherfuckers can say whatever the fuck they want. But I just find it strange that the white boy is always the quarterback.
Mm.
You can't touch him. He can't be touched. You get a flag on the play.
What?
Meanwhile, all the black players,
wow,
the offensive linemen, the dudes that get the concussions,
yeah,
that get the bruises in the head, get the, what's that, CTE or whatever, yeah, they call it, the
post-traumatic, all that.
I'm just breaking down what I see when I see the fucking.
So you tell
meanwhile, everybody's in the stands happy, yay, my team's winning, not seeing what the real fucking
is. So you telling me, in all these state sports, football, there's no black quarterback?
If there's a black quarterback,
it's like
you
that?
Can count on your fingers.
What?
No black quarterback. How many black coaches are there?
Oh, yeah.
It's a majority of black.
Reggie Jackson was talking. You gotta watch that Reggie Jackson.
I love Mr. October. He's one of my favorite Yankees.
Yo.
But this is what I'm saying. We helped so many. Listen, the death of the Negro Baseball League was the birth of this shit that you're dealing with right now.
Right.
We was doing fine supporting each other.
Right.
Black Wall Street was the best thing going on.
But dudes was jealous.
And you see it right now.
Dudes was jealous.
You see what I'm saying? My whole thing is this. Be a real racist and leave black people alone altogether. Don't use us for anything. This is all I'm saying. You hate us that much, don't use us for anything. Take black people out of the NFL, all your leagues. Let's see how well you do then.
I just hope, because there's a lot of black folks out there watching Tubi. There's a channel called Tubi now. I mean, even I'm watching it. But I did the research. Now, it doesn't mean nothing. They got programs on there. It's like Amazon. We know all about Amazon. And Amazon, there was, what was that issue they had with one of the players? He had watched something that was on Amazon.
Oh, Kyrie Irving. Watched the Israelite thing.
Right. Now, there's something on Tubi. And I'm surprised that it's on there. It's about blacks being the real Jews on Tubi. You can watch this on Tubi. It's on there right now. I suggest people watching it. The breakdown is crazy. Perfect. But here's what's crazy about it. It's like they want us to know and they don't want us to know. It's like a either somebody's slipping information in and there's other people that's trying to keep the information. Because 2B is owned by Fox and Fox is owned by Disney. So I'm surprised they're letting this show on 2B. 2B, by the way, is made, what I think, people going to call it conspiracy, but it got to be true. 2B is a Netflix killer. 2B got mad movies, man. Mad movies. Mad anime. All that.
But you do the, like, the way you did the connection, you just got to follow the connection.
Yeah.
You know, who are these subsidiaries?
Yeah.
You understand? There's a network out here that we're against this side.
Exactly.
You got to pick a side.
Got to pick a side. And now, that's what it is.
They know what they're doing, man, with all of this, man. That's why it's like, it's a chess play. This is a game. It's one big-ass game.
Yeah.
And you just got to pick a side.
You got to pick a side. It's like...
Just don't be naive like you don't know what's going on.
And I've been saying this, even when it came to family. Yo, you can't play the middle all the time. You got to pick a side.
You have to pick a side.
I don't care if it's family. Yo, you got to pick a side. There's no being neutral. This ain't the Swiss. It's not the Swiss Alps or whatever.
It's no in between.
We didn't keep in between. Nah.
It's no in between. Don't play with the gray area.
Yeah.
Play with this side or that side.
Nah. You got to pick a side because guess what? You play in that middle at the end of the day when one of them sides win, they're going to come for you.
Right. And they're going to come for you because you're undecided.
Yeah.
Don't be indecisive.
You can't be indecisive. Now you, I was playing the middle. Why are you coming after me? Because you showed you was weak.
Remember that game we used to play as kids? It was a fucked up game we played growing up.
Which one?
And you know which one we used to play.
I'm trying to see which one.
Because I was going to ask our sister.
Yeah.
Because it was a dirty game when we were starving.
Oh, yeah.
What was that game? What was it called?
It was like saving.
Yeah, niggas was saving.
Like saving your food.
Oh, you a waiter.
Yeah, you a waiter. Wait. Why you waiting? Dudes was waiting.
Niggas will watch you gobble
your food down. They eat in front of you.
That's what a neutral nigga is.
Yeah.
Niggas will wait to see, I'm on this side. Get the fuck out of here.
See, that's a different type of waiting. See, you got the waiter, then you got the dude that's just staying neutral, period. But
right.
Yeah, that waiting shit is wild, because now you just waiting. Yeah, because it's like the bankers, the World Bank. The World Bank was giving money to the Germans and to America.
Yeah, it was funding both sides. So
they was funding both sides.
Whoever the highest bidder was, we fucking with him.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
That makes them evil, too, though.
It's very evil. You're a waiter.
Yeah.
We're gonna wait to see who our winner is.
Exactly. How evil is that?
That's
why there's no such thing as a bad and good side when it comes to war. Because the good side is the people who win.
Right. Period.
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 Of course
you're gonna say this one is evil.
Exactly.
Nobody won yet.
Exactly. Nobody won. Oh, they're bad. They're bad because they lost.
Right.
But if they would have won, you would have been
bad. Right. You see how that goes?
Yeah. Nobody's calling America bad for the atrocities they committed to the indigenous people.
Right.
And they didn't put no embargo trade on South Africa when they was fucking up. And there's this guy, he was Jewish, and he produces a lot of movies. I don't know his name. I think he produced that movie with Will Smith. I'm not sure. Don't quote me, but this doesn't matter. They're all, I'm a generalize on this part. Some of them producers are all the same. Some of them Jewish producers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
They did. One of the guys was working with the CIA, and He kept that shit going with this in South Africa, wrote a book and everything. And they praising him. Oh, well, you know, it was the old days. He only did it. They make excuses for them.
They always try to find.
Just like, I don't like that excuse where, oh, well, you know, it was different times. No, you was an evil person back then. It's no different times. Because if black people was doing that shit, it would. That's like, I don't know.
They only make those excuses because the karma exists because of it.
Right.
See, you're going to cop a plea now because you know that judgment is waiting on you.
Right. But I told you.
Oh, that was different. Oh, yeah, because you're scared now. Yeah. See, you didn't apologize till that judgment came.
Exactly.
See, as long as the judgment ain't come, you cool with still being here.
Exactly. That's why
nobody checks you for it.
Exactly. And you can always tell how people are thinking on how they think of you. They always kept thinking black people are going to get revenge. Why would you think that?
Because only somebody guilty thinks
that. Yeah, because that's how you are.
Yeah, you guilty.
And by all rights, motherfuckers should have did that.
Right.
You was keeping testicles and people you lynched and burned. They keeping it in jars. How
I remember this white lady asking me in front of a group of people, is it safe? And I said, did you do something to somebody? And they all laughed.
Right. It's what safe? What you talking about?
Asking about the area. She asked me, is it safe around
what
here?
Area? Like, oh, here?
Right. In general. Yeah. This was years ago. And I was around a lot of people.
That's a good answer. I got to say that.
Everybody was laughing.
Yeah.
Because they didn't expect me to say that. Because every time somebody says
let me tell you, I would have never thought of that. Yeah, I'm going to say that next time.
That's what I do to people when it's like, why is that the first thing niggas ask? It's like, is somebody after you?
Exactly.
Is it safe? I'm like, what, did you do something to somebody? Everybody started laughing. And she was like this. She or everybody looking at her. I was like, yeah, because I never ask people, is it safe? I don't live life. Right. Oh, is it safe around here?
Right.
Nigga, what the fuck? Are you a fugitive?
Because they
are you a fugitive? What did you do? You
that's
stole
hilarious.
Something?
They live in a bubble.
Yeah, that's.
That's what I was just saying. They live in a bubble.
Because you've been living on so much stolen shit been handed to you. You never worked hard for nothing.
Yep.
So motherfuckers that have that kind of question to you, oh, you're one of those people.
Exactly.
So you come with an inheritance of shit that was stolen. Motherfuckers ain't teach you how to work for shit.
Exactly.
So the way you got it now, you got to keep looking over your shoulders because, oh, either your ancestors was known for stealing shit. Right. And now you gotta keep asking, yo, is it safe around here?
Exactly.
Oh, so you've been staying, hiding all this
which
time.
Is crazy because ever since I've lived in the projects, I've never seen a white person get touched.
The funny, and I'm gonna tell you.
Because they usually think they're cops.
No.
Or.
Even before that, the funniest shit I used to see that I used to always question the gangsters, why y'all keep letting these Mormon dudes run through here?
Right.
I remember I used to see these two Mormon white boys come through here. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing in the peace? Who
exactly.
Are they trying to convert somebody?
Exactly.
Like,
they come with
like,
these ties, shirt
the ties.
Ties
in the book, man. I'm like, you look like you out of place.
Exactly.
Because ain't nobody doing that Mormon shit.
Exactly.
So go get the fuck out if I chase you out of here.
Yeah, but now they wouldn't do that.
No, anymore. But they always, you know what's funny about them? They always had a pep in their step. They was always shook. Yeah. Every time I saw a Mormon come to the projects, him and his white boyfriend was walking fast. I used to see him. I kid you not. They used to always walk fast. They never, you know, Jehovah Witnesses, they look like us.
Yeah.
But when I saw Mormons, straight up white
they
boys.
They sleep with Jehovah Witness too, because they know who to send in what neighborhood.
But the Mormons was the fastest walking motherfuckers I have ever seen, and they didn't knock on doors, because I used to be in the streets heavy, and I used to see them, and they used to always walk fast.
Because
I looked at them like, you know you don't even belong over here.
Which brings me to another point. How much faith do you have in your God?
Right.
The Muslims will blow them. I give respect to them only because they will blow themselves up.
Yeah, they'll put dynamite.
They don't care.
They do it at this high, young.
Yeah, they don't care. They not playing. That's how strong is your faith? Because I mean, I forgot what it was. It was South Park. They was gonna try to draw Muhammad, and yo, they was getting threats, and they was acting like they was tough for a minute. But they didn't make that episode. They ain't make that shit.
Because
they know better. Because this is what that's what I mean.
It's an attack on Islam.
We're not a threat to them. We're not a threat.
You're only a threat to them if you're Islam.
Yeah, and if you have a nuclear power. See, we don't have the
right.
See, they don't fuck with China. They don't fuck with Russia. Even India became a nuclear power.
Yeah.
They don't fuck with these people, man.
See, they don't bully people that could
Drop bombs and come back.
You got to
and
shit too.
I was watching something. They said that you have to. There's a few things you have to have. You have to have religion. You have to have that gun power, and be able to trade. They got all three of them things where they're able to do certain things. They could blow you up. China, when they tried to do an embargo trade on China, China was like, all right, you do that, we consider it an act of war. That was done and over with.
Because the joke is...
Because China got almost more nuclear bombs than America.
And the joke is...
All them dudes know karate.
And the joke and the joke that makes me laugh is that...
We're not
most
karate,
of the shit we buy, most of the shit we buying says made in China. That's the right. joke. Like China exactly. big owned America. That's how I feel. I
Japan too. I remember, man, how old was I? I remember when I was a young teenager, and I remember the first time this dude, this was probably the early 80s, this man told me that they bought Rockefeller Center.
And I remember that.
Japan.
I was in high school and I was in Manhattan and I remember I was in the Rockefeller Center and I was like, dudes was telling me that dudes done bought all that real estate.
Yeah. I'm like, Japan owned Rockefeller Center?
That shit is crazy.
That's wild.
Like, America is this whore. It's this great whore.
That's what it is.
America
and is
the great whore. Everybody comes here, makes money off the indigenous people.
Yup.
Because whether people want to believe it or not.
Yup.
They made a phone call. Yo, you want the ultimate come up? Go to America, open up shop, and bring your money back to you.
Yeah, they all made, like you said, America's a whore because they all made a deal. Think about it. Let's think about it. All the foreigners, this ain't even against foreigners. This is just laying out what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to
ultimate
make a point here. Dudes done had the Arabs, the Indians, and all them dudes, they done opened shop.
Right.
They own all the corner stores.
All of it.
All, especially in the black neighborhood. They like, look, we're going to show you, you can't come in now. Like, this the Chinese, this lady said it. She broke it down. She said that Asians need to stop getting on the African Americans because there's two points to the side of the story. She talked about redlining where, you know, they was, you know, putting the blacks over here and putting the whites over here, and they literally had a red line of how, you know, what specific parts black people was going to get. Like, there'd be a Macy's here, but there wouldn't be a Macy's there. We would get all the cheap shit. They would put us in housing, give us these low income housing that wasn't worth shit and run down. Same thing with when the Chinese came. The Chinese, they said, oh, we'll let you open stores, but we're gonna do the blacks even dirty. Open it in their neighborhoods. And that's what happened. They give them all the grants. They give all the they let all these people open stores in our neighborhood. And it's not really the Chinese fault. It's because they let this happen. They did this on purpose.
Engineered all of it.
Yeah. And then when a black person tries to open up a store and these racist people won't sell them the products. A black person can't open a hair store. A hair store is billions of dollars. I watched a documentary how they was undercover and they showed that they was not giving the black hair to the black stores. They wasn't doing it.
And they gave it to Habib and them.
Yeah, because they done monopolized. It's their shit. Most of the hair comes from India. Them Indian women cut their hair. Yeah. All that hair that black people put in their hair, you putting in Indian
hair. And don't you see, that's why I don't feel sorry about the situation of the punishment. You're earning your punishment.
Right.
You're making people rich because you hate yourself.
Yep.
Let me cut my real hair and put another coach's hair in my hair and make them rich. You see the thickness in that?
And then you wonder why your hair can't grow.
Because it ain't yours.
It's not yours.
It's not yours.
The more you keep putting other people's hair, first of all, that don't make
sense.
Show
me.
You basically put somebody's underwears on.
Yeah, show me somebody who can grow somebody else's
hair. Would you put on somebody else's drawers? So why are you putting on somebody else's hair?
Fantastic point, bro.
It's like, well, women always was bizarre to me anyway. We could talk about another thing, like bras and panties. You wear a bikini, but you cover yourself up when you're in bras and panties?
I saw that retarded shit the other day. I'm cutting the grass. I guess this girl didn't know that she was gonna see a man as she came out, had the leather tight pants on, showing her all her ass.
Right.
I guess she went to the store. So minutes later, she comes back. That shirt that she had on top, she tied it around her waist. And I said, this is the stupidity. You act like you want the attention. Now you don't want the attention because you see a man now. So which one is it? What are we doing?
Is all I know.
What the fuck is that, bro?
I already came to another conclusion about women is women don't give a fuck about what the man thinks about her anymore. She only cares about what the other women think.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. Because think about it. Men don't give a fuck about how a bitch look.
No.
And I say bitch because, you know, bitch is a female dog or a lewd or a immoral woman.
Right.
I'll never forget that.
Right.
And that's how some of these women act. Y'all act, y'all like bitches to me now. That's all you are. I can't really respect some of y'all because the mental shit that y'all going through is deep. It's like, for real? Like, y'all like, oh, man, look how that bitch looks. So now you're worried about how to, what the bitch is thinking about you.
Yeah, like, that shit is crazy. Like, why are you so concerned about what the next woman is?
Because now you're a lesbian then, right?
Right.
You worried about what this girl is thinking about you. So you should be dating her.
Right.
Fuck men. Men shouldn't even be part of the equation. Fuck it. Just tell me you gay and I'll be your fuck.
Yeah, and I'll be cool with
I'll be cool with that. You want to think about what this bitch think about
when,
you?
But, but when I see you being a woman and then you change your mind because you saw a man, there's a sickness right
there. You shouldn't have worried.
So you're confused.
You shouldn't have worried. And then they'll tell you, well, I have the right to wear this. That's you boring. Should think. You. So now you're telling me to not be in my nature.
Right.
I don't tell you that you shouldn't be a woman. How far are you going to tell me I shouldn't be a man?
Right.
And this is my fucking nature.
Right.
Everybody judges.
Right.
I'm looking at, if you gonna show me your dick, if my dick was hanging out, you ain't gonna look at my dick, bitch.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's why I said.
If I had my dick hanging out, you ain't gonna say that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna say, oh, my children is here. Well, guess what? My children are here. I don't wanna see your fucking titties hanging out. Why? They got mad. This girl, another lady went to another lady and said, excuse me, your titties are hanging out. You shouldn't be coming to the gym like that. And everybody was saying her, why is she shaming her for her beauty? No, she got a point. What the fuck you come? You coming to the gym to show off? Like, I don't care if it's a dude. When you come in there doing all this, the tricks, doing...
They tell you not to do that.
Do that shit at home. Why are you showing off?
Right.
No, we're not here to show off. We're here to work out, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you doing flips and tricks.
I'll go see WWE and all that.
Exactly.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that. I don't care if it's a girl or woman. I don't want to see that.
Nobody want to see that.
Nobody want to see that. I'm not here, yo. I get it to the women. I love women. And you know what?
If
you got some. If I can see your pussy, that camel tongue, that camel hoof, yo, I'm going to look.
But let's keep it real. A lot of y'all. It's uncivilized to me. Y'all uncivilized, and y'all try to act like y'all got these manners, and y'all just one of the biggest perverts out here.
Yeah, women are just as ratchet as men.
Yeah, they can cut it out with that.
Y'all disgusting. Y'all like having your stomachs out.
I caught a bitch being a whore, and then she came, and now she want to cover her ass. My advice to her is, yo, go get a dress.
Exactly.
Be a lady again.
Be a lady.
Look at them ladies.
Like Trump said, Let's make America great again.
Start wearing dresses again. Right. Look like motherfucking Lucille Ball.
Exactly.
The way they was dressing.
Exactly.
Let's get back to that.
Exactly.
Beaver to Beaver. Look like the mothers. Exactly. And all that. Since we worried about niggas looking at motherfuckers' asses. It's like, bitch, you got caught being a whore. And
that's
I'm a
the
man.
Thing.
I look because I'm a man. I have eyeballs.
These whores want the Muslim people to look like them. They want to spread the whoredom. That's another thing. It's an agenda, man. They want the devil to take over the world. They want to take. They want the devil to take over,
it's
man.
It's like the Crusades and all of that.
Yeah.
It's an attack on Islam.
Yeah.
That's what it has always been. Christianity versus Islam.
But not here to promote Islam. Because
I'm not promoting it. I'm just telling
no,
you.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you what the test
oh, no,
is.
Oh, no, no, no. No doubt. No doubt. I mean, to each his own in respect. But knowing the history, the Muslims attacked our people. That's why I don't understand why people are being Muslims. Look, bygones be bygones, right? I mean, it's just like white people. White people did it. Everybody had their share of attacking the black
people. Everybody had their taste of savagery.
Exactly.
Humanity has been, they've been abusing each other for centuries.
Yep.
That's just how it is.
And yeah, my man who was over there wanting to sue Netflix about the Egyptians. Yeah, there was Egyptians that were black. Sorry. Sorry. It's not you.
I mean, people could try to, like I said, I know y'all want to erase history and hope people don't know the truth, but the truth always going to come out.
Let's talk about it. It's a big cover up. You want to keep making it look like, oh yeah, you know, black people were slaves, the end. We came on the boat, it's over. Now, it was more to it. And I'm going to do another podcast, and it could be boring as fuck to you, but I'm going to name at least 100 inventors that invented shit that was black. First of all, I'm going to put out some main shit. You know that traffic light? Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the black man. That's right, a black man invented it. You already know the easiest one with Carver making the peanut butter. There was a black man that did the automatic transmission. That's just facts. You can look it up. But we gonna get
just,
that one.
It's nothing
facts.
Worse than just being a sore loser, and then you gotta kill a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Why
are they trying to hide it so badly?
Because somebody's gonna lose money. When you put truth out, when the devil was winning so long, and now his money's finally going to dry up because, oh shit, we got exposed.
Well, they even said it themselves, all empires must fall.
Yeah, I used to see that as a kid at the bus stop. Yeah. We used to go to this bus stop, and used to have these flyers up, a big poster, like it would be cigarette posters, but it was this one, especially in Manhattan, because you would always see the Broadway plays. And I think it was a play, but it always had that shit. All empires must fall. I remember seeing that as a kid. Used to always, at the bus shelter, at the MTA, when I used to be on 42nd Street, it used to be this poster and it said, all empires.
I mean, what do you think about the state of affairs that we're going to go? I really think that I'm not going to see peace in my years. Because I don't know, rumor or not, somebody was on TikTok saying that there's a bunch of superpowers, a super pack where Africa,
yes,
India. What you think about that? You think that's real?
Like I said, it goes back to what we said earlier. You got to pick a side.
Right.
Because when there's a war, you got to pick a side. You know what it is, too? People have been in such a comfort zone. They ain't never been in a war before.
Right.
You've been pacified so much. You saw the movies. You always thought it was entertainment until it actually comes to your front door.
Exactly.
Are you willing to die?
Exactly.
You know, because I used to always say it all the time, death is embrace. Yeah. You got to embrace death.
And a lot of people are scared.
It's fear. Stop fearing death, because where was you at before you was born? You're going to go to that same place that you didn't remember.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you don't return back to this place, because When I disappear, I don't want to return back to this place.
Definitely want
to. To me, this is hell. We in hell. This is how my.
I almost feel like even if I came back, other than my own race, that would be hell.
I would be mad
because I'd be like, damn.
I don't want to remember this. Yeah. I don't want to remember this place.
It's like the Matrix.
I don't want to go through these diseases.
Right.
I don't want to come back to this hell again. This is hell to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like this was a punishment anyway. I don't know if I chose to be here. Right. I don't know if I was there. I don't know if I was in another place. I say, yeah, I want that to be my father and that to be my mother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If I did that, I don't remember it. But it would be fucked up if that's what I did. Yo,
I want
that to be my father and that's my mother.
And what's crazy, because I was watching that thing on Tubi that I was telling you about. And it was just crazy because it just had me remembering about some stuff in the Bible. And they were saying these dudes made covenants with God and made this agreement that even we supposed to get punished for they bullshit. And I'm like,
but that's why I said,
damn.
And the reason why
I feel it's definitely some clandestine thing, and it gotta be real, because no matter what, they say you can't even go to the people that put you in to get you out of it. And it's true. You can't go to the white man.
No.
You can't go to other people. No, nothing we have done. Yeah, we got the pressure eased off of us a little. But if you notice and you read the Bible, yo, we've been slaves for a long time. Since Egypt, we've been slaves. We've been getting treated like shit.
I don't remember a day we wasn't getting treated like shit.
Yo, I mean, I'm not saying we got it good, and I'm just saying, I don't know if I want it. I'm just glad I wasn't back then, but still.
I'm just looking at them 60s and all that. I'm like, I'm glad but it's going. That day, I didn't want to.
But it's going way back. We're going backwards. No. And I want to see what happens. I
think we're going backwards to where it's worse, where dudes is killing each other. Back then, we wasn't killing each other.
Right.
From what I saw, we wasn't killing each other. We're killing each other right now. And to go back, you want to go back to not only killing each other, but then another group killing you while you're killing each other? Right. That's the worst.
But I don't want to subscribe to that killing each other shit either. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. There's a point to be made with that. I feel we got to stop talking about that.
Right.
Because every race kills each other.
That's true.
You don't hear nobody saying. You don't hear nobody saying white on white crime. Kid,
I'm gonna not subscribe to that.
When we was all black, niggas were still getting killed.
Right, right, right.
Even in the Bible, they was killing people.
Right.
David was killing my
brothers. I saw the history with white people. They was killing each other.
Yeah, they was still. You don't.
Only time you stuck together was when it was a new group.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna trying to go after them.
When dudes say black on black crime, they're actually making an excuse on saying that, why are you worrying about them killing us when we killing each other? Now that's corny. We should worry about anybody killing us. I'm not making no excuses to go, oh, well, first we got to, I'm like, yeah.
And that's the conversation I like to stay out of, too.
Yeah.
I don't like that conversation.
Yeah, that conversation is mad corny, because guess what?
You letting somebody off the hook.
Exactly. You can't let motherfuckers off the hook. Dudes, there's going to be devils in every, and everybody right. black is, ain't black.
Right.
When I watched this shit, yo, the Egyptians, they was black, but they ain't the same blacks we were.
Right.
That's just facts. Right. They said there's different genomes in the black race. We got more shit than any other race.
Right.
You got different white people, you got Irish, you got this. You got different black. You got the Mohimbes, the Goombes, the Jehudas. You know what I'm saying? You got different type of black
people.
That's
what happens when you the original man.
Yeah.
See, when you original, it starts with.
And I already, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I'm letting you know, we seem like we in the clear.
Yeah.
Because when it said Congo, Niger, that's where our peoples was at.
That's original.
That's where our peoples was at. So I already know.
One thing I always make sure, the original man.
Exactly.
So whether we want to play with the different types, that at the end of the day, it comes from that original.
I'm not, I'm here to say I'm not Egyptian, But there were black people. There are black Egyptians.
Yeah. I'm not even going to play with the Egyptians.
I'm not playing them game.
I'm not going to pick the title. I'm just going to stay with original man.
That's it.
Everything that comes after that, you can have that.
You can have
I'm
all
gonna
that.
I'm going to play with the original man.
I have all that. Just know
that's
that.
How you cut all the
exactly.
bullshit.
And just know that Africa was black before anything.
Fact.
It's like they said, blacks make niggas I know. Whites don't make any nigga I know. Oh no, it was blacks can make an albino.
Right.
But whites can't make any nigga I know.
Right. I ain't seen it. You?
Nah.
Show me one.
I ain't seen it.
They, ain't even in matter of fact, I ain't seen
matter
it.
Matter of fact, when it did happen, they found out that those white people, their generation had a black person.
Right.
That's the only way that happened.
They had an original man.
That's why when I was watching this day, I was watching Halloween, and you know me, I spot racism in everything.
Right.
And they was talking about, they asked Michael Myers, why you wearing that black mask? It's the void of color. This is that. He was like, he was going in. Well, white has them. Not that it matters. And I was like, well, why did you say it then? I said, that's a subliminal message, man. Rob Zombie, cut it out, man.
Disappointing.
And I would have been cool, but he wrote the script too. Unless there was somebody else that helped write it. And I was like, so he said black is the void of color and white is every color, which don't make sense because every color don't make white.
That's why
all the colors can make black. If you put all the colors together, it becomes black. That's just a fact.
And you know where the cut is? Because it's dark.
Right.
That's the key.
Exactly.
It's dark.
Don't make no sense what you're saying. It's the void of color. It is color. They say, we ain't talking about the black hole. If that even exists. Because I've never been to space, have you?
No.
So I don't know about all that shit.
I mean, if we go to Universal Studios.
Right. Shit.
Hollywood has the answer for you.
Nowadays, if you watch Mandalorian, there's a galaxy far, yeah, right, far away. So I don't fucking know. They could make anything look real and shit. I mean, I've been watching the NASA satellite, and we can't go no further than what they're showing.
Right.
You ever watch that?
I've watched it.
It can't go no further. That's as far as they're going.
I mean,
that shit ain't going no further. I don't even believe the moon shit. I'm like, I don't know, man.
I always had a question about that.
No.
Every time I see the moon, it turns into a hologram during the day.
No, here's the kicker.
It turns into a hologram during the day!
Well, it just looked crazy. I don't know. But I will tell you this. You made me forget because that kind of blew my head with the hologram thing. But every time... Now I remember. How come every time they show the Earth or any other planet, it says illustration? When you see that whole Earth picture they be showing you in school, that's an illustration. And you can either put all the pictures that they've been showing, it changes every year. It's an illustration. That is not a real picture of the Earth that you see.
And it's funny because that's how they cover their ass.
Yeah.
Because shame on you for not reading illustration part.
It literally says illustration.
So they telling you in your face that.
And then when they show the satellite going off.
That's hilarious too.
It speaks some computer generated shit. I said, so
that's funny.
You gonna show
you
me?
That up.
You gonna show me some computer generated shit?
Going like this.
Yeah, this is what it's doing. Why I don't see
They've
photos?
They've been doing it so long because I guess nobody's been questioning it.
I ain't cool
with that.
I ain't see a photo yet.
I see that shit all the time. I'm like, wait a minute.
First of all, people forgetting this happened. And this another thing. They said we ain't gonna be doing no more space programs. It was during Obama's administration. They said they lost the technology. Nigga, it never was real. You never had the technology.
You saw it.
How do you lose the tech? What?
That's niggas disrespecting the American people.
Yeah.
Because they figure these niggas is
these dudes is dumb. As much as computers change, yo, bruh, the computers is getting advanced every day.
Right.
So, and you mean to tell me we ain't figured this out yet?
I'm still waiting on the Jetson technology.
Exactly.
I've been waiting on that shit as a kid. That's I'm a like, cartoon.
Word up. I'm like, where the Jets?
Where's that Star Wars shit where
exactly.
You go to these galaxies and the cities have all the cars in the air?
Where the jet boot? Dudes was trying to escape Earth. They've been trying since been Reagan. Trying, since
still,
Reagan.
They still trying.
Yeah, because they was trying to leave us behind.
Right.
They said, we need a planet we can pollute. Earth is done. Let's get the fuck out of here. We can go to another planet. We good.
We yeah. need another planet.
We need another planet. I'm like,
that's hilarious, bro.
In order for you, for me to believe that all these other, you gotta show me. Show me. I want to see the real. I want to see this Saturn and all. I want to see. I don't want to see illustrations.
The only reason I was saying the moon shit because the shit's fucking me up every time. It looks real at night, but right. then when the daytime comes, the shit looks like it's see-through. It's a hot, the moon turns into a hologram during the day.
You gotta take a picture.
Dead ass. You ever, in the daytime, the sun is out. You ever notice that moon, it look like it's see-through?
I've never seen that, but it's just weird sometimes to be able to see the moon at right. the same time.
That's a hologram.
As the sun.
That shit's a hologram to me because how does it go from looking like a real planet at night, then during the day it looks like a hologram and you can go right through
it? That's some motherfucking hologram, man.
That's the Death Star.
That could be a satellite.
Is that right?
Like the Death Star or some shit.
That Star Wars shit we was watching, I'm really starting to believe that shit is a Death Star.
Because when dudes was telling me they went to the moon, I'm like, what? So how close and how far is this moon? Or is the moon there and we not hitting it? I'm like, how is this possible?
It's called Universal Studios.
Yeah, I'm like, this. It's like that
movie. Universal Studios, yeah, baby.
It's like that movie with, what's his name? The one that played in The Mask. What's his
Jim
name?
Terry?
Yeah, remember that
the
movie?
Truman Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this dude bumped into the wall and it was the sky. I said, yo, that's crazy.
That's why somebody brought it to my attention. Research and they said, when you see that, I saw a rainbow the other day,
right?
And it was showing that because it's these flat earthers telling you that yeah. you want a flat earth because the shit is showing you that it's reflecting off the flat earth,
right? That makes
that
sense.
That rainbow is a right. prism of a flat right. earth.
I mean, they showed the plane pilot and he said, we literally
yeah, they said
going
more
around,
than anybody.
Yeah, they said, we going around in circles,
yeah. They say that all the time.
I said, wow.
And they don't, it's funny how that shit gets brushed off.
Yeah.
The denial gets pushed to the side.
Right.
We know the truth, but don't
exactly.
tell the people that.
Just like, because that's why we got them frozen Alps. They don't even want you to go
yeah, they don't want you
over
to go
there. That's weird.
Yeah, because they got something to hide.
Something to hide. I think them frozen parts is the end of space for the planet.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And
I've seen them things go so high that the helicopter couldn't even go. I said, yo, this looks scary. I said, I wonder what's over there.
And maybe they don't want people to harm themselves. I don't know.
I'm still wondering why this dude said, if you go through Arizona, you can go to Africa. What do you think about that?
Oh, I know.
See, sometimes you got to be like, for real?
I never heard
Because they
that.
Say there's some parts of the earth you can't walk through. The government won't let you walk through. I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Me either.
It's like when they tried to make America look like it's bigger than Africa.
Yeah.
And America only got millions of people, while China, which they make look small. Because if you look at Japan.
You would think that's a small ass.
Yo, place. They make Japan look mad small.
Right.
I said, yo, Japan that small?
Right. And then I hear how many people
is. That's what I'm saying.
I'm confused.
It's got me fucked up.
I'm confused.
I'm like, wait a minute. China got billions of people, and it don't look. I don't know. I gotta look at that map again, man.
Because
I remember. I do know for sure when I saw the Japan on the map. Japan is small from what they showing on the map.
But I thought China was big from what I saw.
Yeah, I said this is crazy.
crazy.
How they got America looking like it's big. And then, okay, people, call me stupid, but I bet you a lot of you people ain't know. I remember when I found out Alaska ain't in America. That shit fucked me up.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. How's Alaska part of America? In one of the states when it ain't even part of America.
And it's,
it is not attached to America.
It's literally separate.
At all.
It's,
yes.
It's near another part of the land, Canada.
Right.
America is at a border with Canada.
Right.
Alaska.
You gotta go, you pretty much gotta go through Canada to go to Alaska.
Oh yeah, that's how it's too. You just gotta go get the fuck.
That's
out.
Crazy. Get
the fuck.
And just, now
even Hawaii. Same thing.
See, I didn't know that either.
Same thing.
See, I didn't know that.
Hawaii is part of the America, and it's like that shit's off of that shit is off the land,
right? And because it's made, and yeah, because it makes sense too, because it was made out of magma. It's made out of volcano shit, basically. And what's even more crazier is that Biden talking about selling Alaska.
It kills me when this white man talk about what he's gonna sell. Like, y'all kill me how y'all claim to own shit. Sorry. Like, how you own shit that ain't yours? It's not yours. It's everybody.
And
this shit belongs to all of us.
And it's not that, you know, people are dumb or whatever. It's just that growing up, being who I am, I never really gave a fuck. I didn't care what state was what. I mean, because you got people, they go out on the streets, they go name all the states. I honestly couldn't tell you. My brother probably could because I know he was into sports. And you know all them states.
Yeah, I mean, I only knew it because of the sport.
No, I know that. I remember because...
And that's the joke. I would only know it because of the sport.
Right.
Because that was the program I was under.
Exactly.
You understand? But when I learned and got knowledge of myself and caught on to the fuckery and shit, I said, you know what? I'm supporting some shit that... This is some wicked shit going on.
Right.
And all money ain't good money.
It's not.
It's not. When you see what people stand for.
And it's just sad, you know, going on to another point I'm trying to make about the whole smart thing. You know how many black people in the worst neighborhoods are so smart? They could actually, if they got the opportunity, they could have been somebody. And now some of them are dead. There's dudes out there I knew, man, they knew a lot of knowledge. But being in these environments.
And it was purposely done.
Is, of course.
It was purposely done.
These dudes got minds that you wouldn't believe.
They threw the ultimate meteorite into our neighborhood, crack. In order to beat the black man, you gotta have him distracted. So what do? We gotta give him a drug. Get him hooked on it and take away his superpowers.
Right.
And that's how they do it. Just like when they did you on your imagination. That was a superpower.
Yeah.
Because you was creating shit.
Exactly.
You created your own world. You had your own imagination. And you didn't care about none of this dumb shit you care about now. The minute you started caring about this worldly shit, you lost your imagination.
Because remember
this is how they raped. This is how they fucked us with this indoctrination of these schools and shit. They took your superpower away and made you slow.
Now, before I wrap this up, because they only give you so much time anyway, even though I could easily do a part two, they said Oprah's house is the only house that survived in that Hawaii shit. Did you hear about that?
Oh, the shit that got burned?
Yeah.
Oh, the Maui shit. Yeah. But see, I didn't know she had a house down
there. I didn't either, but they said hers is one of the only ones that survived. Which is crazy.
I mean,
I don't know.
Fucking gotta show me that.
That's what I thought. I said, show that to me. Because
my investigation, from what I learned, the intel I got, was that whoever was involved,
right,
they had live electricity under there. So when the fires came, the electrical fires ignited it with it. So whoever set that up.
So you think it was a plot?
Yeah, of course. That's like Katrina.
Right.
It's the same fucking thing.
Right.
Because when you do the investigation, this horrific fire,
but
there was electricity.
Why do you think they're doing this? That's the problem. I know why they did that shit in Katrina. Because, you know, they killed black people and shit like that.
Like I said, whether people And my whole thing is this. I don't know everything, but all I'm saying is this. When you're dealing with the indigenous people and you're dealing with lands and you can't get people off of it.
Right.
Mm. I think of
bing, bing.
I think of colonialism.
Bling, bing.
Or
ding, ding, ding. That's the answer.
Colonialism is painted all over
right.
us. In order for us to get that, we got to get rid of these original people.
Right.
Same fucking thing.
So, did that evil?
Man, the devil... Devil been playing this game. You got your good devil and you got your bad devil. But a devil gonna be a devil.
Right.
And